The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Finally in for Pat Kenny on this grey on the east side of the country and apparently sunny on the west side of the country at Tuesday morning. The belief that music is in decline over time may not simply be a matter of rivalry between generations. There could be science to back up the theory that it's becoming a bit pants. And I'm joined by Madeline Hamilton, who is a co-author of research from Queen Mary University of London on this particular topic. Madeline, good morning.
Hi, Jonathan. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to talk to you. I just assumed this was me getting older. It's not, is it?
Well, I mean, I would assume that is still true. but melodies in popular music, they are getting simpler. That's what my study found.
Now, when we talk about melodies, to those who aren't fully engrossed in music, this would be the catchy little bit that we all remember, correct?
So the melody, so if you were to sing along to the song, like in the car or in a bar or something, What you are singing along to, like what you're singing, that is the melody. That's what I analyzed.
Okay. And I know from listening to more modern music, I'm desperately trying not to sound like a geriatric here, but the more modern rap music, they will take tiny samples and they will run them and they will reappear throughout. But that's not a melody as such. That's a sample. So does that qualify as a melody?
So it definitely still counts as a melody, as long as you can sing it. What is happening is that it is getting more repetitive. So maybe in the 60s or in the 70s, melodies would be maybe 30 seconds long and there wouldn't be as much repetition. Whereas now, melodies tend to be very short phrases, which are repeated many times.
So you looked at different types of music and different artists. So what did you examine and what conclusions did you reach?
So my data set that I analyzed, it looks at the five most popular songs of every year from 1950 to today. So it's five songs per year. That's about 360 songs. And there's a lot of different genres represented, from a kind of sort of older kind of waltzes to rock and roll, pop, hip hop, and so on. And we found that when we looked at melodies by year and we averaged the complexity by year, we found that complexity has been steadily declining since about 1950.
Right. Okay. So it's been happening since as far back as then. Is that the advent of technology? Because I know looking at some of the songs you've there, Heartbreak Hotel, that was Elvis Presley in live music. Hey Jude, the Beatles, very much the same. Vogue by Madonna would have introduced syntheses of some kind. Poker Face by Lady Gaga had a whole lot of technology going on. And Irreplaceable by Beyonce, I'm going to say, is largely musical as well, but would have had heavy production. Is this down to production as much as it is down to melody?
So my study cannot say for sure, but what I think is the most probable theory is that, yes, so I think our attention is kind of shifting away from melody and towards production, which has become a lot more complex. I mean, in the 60s, if you listen to like a song from the 50s or the 60s, they basically had a guitar, right, and some drums. Whereas now, there's so much more going on in a song. There's so many little synths and tiny little instruments that kind of catch your attention. So I think when people listen to music today, maybe they're not listening so much for a complex melody. Maybe they're listening for interesting lyrics or interesting chords or really interesting production. I think that's the most probable theory of what's going on.
There's one piece of music that stands out in my mind when we're talking about this, and Robert Miles' Children. You might know it. If you don't, I apologise. But it was at the time, that was the highest number of beats per minute ever in a commercially successful song. And many songs now, by comparison, are actually faster than that.
Yes.
So, you know, it just goes to show that when technology came through and we were able to increase the tempo and we were able to use computers to manipulate the music, it kind of got away from us to the point at which the good old fashioned melodies like Grandpa used, like, you know, they don't necessarily appeal to the younger audience.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Melodies today, they have so many notes per second. Sometimes I wonder, how is the artist even singing that fast? Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So when you're looking at this, did you look at a broad range of artists as well? Because music is subjective. What I think is good, someone else might think is terrible. So, I mean, it was difficult, I'd imagine, for you to pick the songs to use for comparison purposes.
Yes, we looked at a lot of different artists. Sometimes we used more than one song from an artist, but for the most part, we probably analyzed over 100 different artists, at least, probably 200. Quite a few.
Yeah. And did any stand out for you as being, I'm going to just use the phrase, seminal in a jump, that you go, that particular artist is using something very different?
Oh my gosh, definitely the Beatles. Because I was going through these songs year by year, so you kind of get to know the history of pop music as you're, because I transcribed all of these songs. So I started at 1950 and I was kind of going through, and when I heard like Hey Jude and the other songs in the data set, I thought, oh wow, like this is something different, you know. I think Michael Jackson was kind of the same for me in the 80s.
I don't know. I can't see you, so I don't know how young you are. Right? So, how familiar would you have been with the Beatles before you actually started diving into this in a scientific way?
So I'm 26. I mean, everybody hears at least one Beatles song growing up. But I guess I just never listened so closely before. And when you compare it to music that had come just a few years earlier than that, you can really see they changed the way that songs were even structured at all, the way that they were written. It was really cool to get to learn that.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the text messages that have come in on this, Madeline, one says, Jonathan, I agree that some, not all, of music nowadays is dreadful. My 14-year-old loves music and I'm continually being subjected to rap and techno, which is bearable, but it's the lyrics that worry me. One song in particular is just glorified porn. On the other hand, he has discovered Journey's Don't Stop Believing and thinks it's amazing. One thing we can agree on. Yeah, I think we can all agree that Don't Stop Believing had a lovely renaissance there. Some stage in the last decade and brought a whole new generation with it. 70s, 80s, 90s music was the best. I'm 33 years old. Can't stand today's music. No good rock bands. Nirvana was my favourite. Did rock music feature very heavily? Because, I mean, it's a melody. Might be everyone's choice of melody, but it is a melody.
Definitely. I remember looking at Guns N' Roses in particular. Some of the 80s, like stadium rock bands, Metallica. Yeah, they were good. I liked them. No Nirvana, yeah. Though, surprisingly.
Really? Oh, can we please, Madeline, can we introduce you to Nirvana? It's a wonderful...
I know
wonderful,
Nirvana, don't worry.
You know, that's good. Rappers used to be very musical, says this texter. They played with rhythmic phrasing across as well as wordplay. Unfortunately, today's rappers, aside from the likes of Kendrick Lamar, can't deliver or won't deliver the complexity derived by rappers from the 80s, 90s and early noughties. And I wonder, Madeline, how much of that is down to the use of technology rather than the genre. The genre is still the same, but how they're using technology to loop their vocals or to, the various different ways that you compose music these days and the rhythmic structure. Like, is technology the enemy here rather than melody?
I definitely think, I mean, I am a fan of rap and I think there's a lot of great newer rappers, not necessarily ones that top the charts or anything, but... I think I would agree. Yes. I think that artists, not just rappers, but just artists in general, I think they can over rely on production to make their song good. I would agree with that.
Yeah, which is a challenge. And we ask any Nicki Minaj fans in Ireland right now, because she appeared for 45 minutes the other night and condensed a 20-set track into 30 minutes, which is impressive.
Really?
When you think about it. Yeah, not good. You can do a research paper on that one again some stage in the future. Madeline Hamilton, co-author of that research from Queen Mary University in London, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's really interesting, isn't it, that when music was simpler, and it was just a band and four or five people with instruments, melodies were stronger. And as time has gone on, melodies have dropped. I mean, I'm thinking of Kendrick Lamar's, that latest one, which I've been listening to for the last couple of weeks. And there's a great loop on that, but it's only a loop. And I don't think it's a loop that's original. I think it's a loop from a song that existed before. So, you know, there's something to it and there's science behind it, as Madeline has discovered. But for you, right now, you know, has music gone a bit south? Is the music that your kid's listening to less complex than what you used to enjoy? And ultimately, where does this go with technology? Is the technology the problem here? The more you have, the more it's going to be adulterated. The thing about music and eras is that when you look back at a particular era or decade, you are just listening to the best of all of that. If you listen to the entire decade, you'd find an awful lot of tripe, some that even made the top 10. There's a lot of good music being produced now, and it's not just by the people who have the backing to get it out there. You need to go looking, or indeed listening. Which is a very valid point, listener. Thank you very much indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.